We're back for another exciting episode of The Spicy Life. I am your relationship expert and magnetic matchmaker, Spicy Mari. And on today's episode, I have the phenomenal, the incredible Adrian Marcel. The crowd goes wild. Okay, Adrian is a platinum-selling recording artist, singer, songwriter, actor, and also known as Raphael Sadiq's protege. You've come a long way. You probably have proteges of your own now.
I think so, right?
But I interviewed you like years back. I think when I was like, I can't remember where I was hosting it. It might have been After Buzz or Black Hollywood Live. But you blessed me then with your presence. Yeah. And now you're giving me the honor again.
Yeah.
Love, 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 as I've like watched your career blossom and grow. Yeah. We're going to talk today about like passion and purpose, but you're going to start off with my spice breaker, which is, when is the first time you fell in love with yourself?
First time I fell in love with myself?
Yep.
That's straight out the womb. I don't think I ever had a problem loving me. You know what I mean? Maybe other people for sure. But I've always had this thing about myself where, you know, just love the skin I was in, you know, even when there were flaws and there were things, as you know, as you grow up, you get older, you know, there's little things you look at, you know, but I always appreciated, you know, what I did have and what I possessed and just how I looked. And I think even to today, like I take all those things serious, because I feel like those are blessings that you have when you're able to, you know, feel for yourself like that. You know, I come from the land, you know, East Oakland, the Bay Area, the Yay area. So you feel me? You know how we do. We stay feeling ourselves. You feel me? Yeah.
Okay. So I love this answer. However,
yeah,
I'm going to make you go a little bit more vulnerable.
Okay.
Did you ever fall out of love with yourself? Was there ever a moment that you didn't like who you were or where you were at in your life?
Yeah.
And how did you pull yourself out?
Yeah. There's been a couple times though where that's
tell
that's
us the story.
Part.
What happened?
Yeah. So, I think one of the first times I experienced that was when I moved to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in ATL and maybe, you know, a couple years maybe after we did our podcast, our interview together. And it was just, I guess, I think it was being away from home, being away from the Bay so long. You know, you're in this environment that's completely different from what you know, what you're used to. And at a time where I feel, you know, we had just got dropped from the label, you know, at that time. So that's fresh. You know, you're going through those moments fresh and you're still asking yourself questions like, was there something I didn't do? Was there something I did do? You know, I'm going back to this empty apartment, you know, I'm looking at nothing but, you know, a blow up bed and some, you know what I mean? Things like the air mattress and such, you know, and I'm just like, you know, is all this worth it? You know, what is this? You know, what does it all mean, you know? And I think I had started to kind of let myself go a little bit too, you know? But it was I got out of it very swift, and it wasn't something very deep to get me out of it. It was quick. I was actually shooting a video, and there was a scene where I had a tank top on, you know? And one of my friends ended up being part of the crew, and I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
So when he sees me and around all these girls, around all the whole crew, he yells, he's like, "Damn, bro, you got hella fat." And at that moment, I was like, you know, I have to practice what I preach. I always tell people, you know, if you don't like something, change it. You know, change the circumstance. Yep. Don't complain about it. Don't sit in it.
Yep.
You know, you waste time when you do that. So I think, you know, for me, it was just at that point, you know, realizing that there was time now that I needed to put to myself and to figure out how to go deeper into what it was. Because I think it was a lot deeper than just, you know, you're not the size you want to be, or, you know, and that type of stuff. I mean, it was all of these things coming in at once. And then the pandemic happens, and I literally had time. It was like God was opening up this situation where I could get out of my own head.
Yeah.
Because me sitting down and being still while everybody else is moving around is totally different from the entire world stopping.
Yes,
you know,
I feel like
I
did that for a lot of people. It was
so
eye-opening.
I could calmly accept what was happening. And then once I did that, you know, man, I just started falling in love with me, because you at the crib, I stopped cutting my hair. I stopped, you know, shaving my face. I started seeing these sides to me, you know, and it was little stuff. Like, you know, certain people be like, "Man, I love your curls." And me, I'm thinking this is a bad hair day. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, okay. You know, and these things just start naturally happening. I started getting back down and trying to get back into music. I put myself in the studio, you know, didn't know what I was doing at the moment because it was so like, I'm just indulging back in it finally, you know? And then I met my boy Sonny B, and he, you know, we started concocting these sounds and these sonics and now this new genre, R&B, and then the Brodies, and all of these different entities start to be built off of what our visions together have been.
Yeah.
And I mean, I tell you, Spice, like, I feel spicy now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm feeling love real it. Spicy. You feel me?
Break Kaya. Down what R&B is, because I need this broken down. I'm like, R&B, it almost makes me want to say R&B, like Bay A-E, like with your bay, but it's actually R&B because of the Bay Area. What is R&B?
So R&B is a fusion of hyphy. You know, if you know about the Bay Area, you know how we do. We go stupid, we go dumb, we go stewy, you feel me? It's a mix of that with your traditional sonics of R&B. Obviously, you know, I like to think of myself, I like to think of Sonny as R&B connoisseurs. Mm. You know, we grew up on a lot of, you know, of all age, of all eras, you know, styles and such, you know, genres.
Yeah.
And him coming from, you know, the CRSB, an island, you know, reggae group, you know, and their sounds, we're kind of like bringing all of this vast variety and broad variety of musicality and sonics, and we're bringing them together. And again, of course, you talk about Bay, being from the Bay Area, that lingo, that slang, you know, hella started here. You know, we always been saying food slap, food smack, it don't slap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all of these different lingos and vibes and character that we are and where we're from. So for R&B, for you to be R&B, it's not just, you know, you can sing really good. You know, like, oh, you have a great voice. That's really good. But no, it's more about, you know, your swag, your sauce. Like, you know, you being from, whether you from East Oakland, you know, Frisco, Richmond, you know, Vallejo. I mean, you know, it's wide, but you know how much love the Bay has always got throughout the years for being how we are. And we're just taking this Bay Area thing and this R&B movement, and we're saying, well, we're taking ourselves out of the competition, you know, and that's how we kind of came up on it, was more, you know, no one can be R&B, number one, if you're not from the Bay Area.
Oh, excuse me.
Number one.
What if you went to school in the Bay? So I went to Cal. Can I get a little R&B?
You can definitely, absolutely. It's just I go to New York and I stay in New York for like, you know, a month, I'm gonna be like, yo, B, you know,
hey,
let me talk to you real quick, B.
Years.
You know, let me talk to you. We can have chocolate, you know? You know, something like that. You know what I mean? It might turn into something like that.
I rep San Diego anyway.
Yeah, you know, but if you wanted to, but what we don't want to do is to, you know, what more of what we're at is about how people have always come to the Bay Area. They have taken, you know, our culture.
Yep.
They've taken our styles, our lingos. They go and they repackage it up and then they sell it back to us diluted.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's how you get people saying, oh man, food slaps. It doesn't slap. How? Explain to me how food slaps. You know what I'm
food
saying?
Slaps.
You came here, you came to the Bay. Spice, I'm gonna give you a pass, boo. You came to the Bay and you heard somebody say, hey man, that slap. You feel me? But we was either talking about music, beat, you know what I'm saying? A party slapping, something like that. You know, but when you talk about food, it smacks. This is smacking right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, food
that's
smacks.
How that's you're you know what I mean? So again, when you come and you spend a couple hours here and you take the culture and you go back out,
we're using
and you
it.
Create this thing that is a no-no for us. You know what I mean? And it really just tells us that you aren't from here.
Yep.
But you cannot be from here. You can come in here, get the love of the soil, you know what I mean? Really get engulfed in it and absolutely create some R&B, especially when you're working with me and Sonny, you know, because we are the founding fathers of it. So
what is your ethnic background?
I'm Black and Filipino.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is any of that been influential in your music? Anything
Absolutely.
From Filipino culture to, Absolutely. Of course, Black culture, but how has Filipino played a role?
So subconsciously, Filipino has played one of the biggest roles for my career, because I feel like I'm finding so much out about the culture, you know, because for the longest, and maybe you remember, you know, earlier on in my career, I didn't want to put that out there that I was anything other than Black, you know, and not that it was so much about the Black part of it, but it was just more about, let's stay focused. Let's focus on the music. Let's focus on the sounds that you're hearing rather than trying to attach yourself or detach yourself based around my, you know, my ethnic background, you know. And as I went on through this whole thing, I've always been asked, but again, I hooked up with my boys, and they, being in the island culture, you know, they rep it, you know,
they're proud.
With honor, you know, it's dignity. It's a thing, you know, and it's community, you know. And when they started breaking it down for me, like, dude, you are missing a whole culture and a whole vibe by you just introducing yourself to the world. Like, they want to know that, you know, we can represent talented individuals like this, that they take you in like you're theirs, like you're ours, you know. And I didn't want it to be a thing where it came off like I was only doing it just for clout, or I was only doing it for more fans, you know. I wanted it to be organic. So we didn't press it too hard, but we just allowed us, I thank them because they put me in the
I'm grateful for them too. I think it can be challenging, right, when you're mixed. When you are biracial, there's this element of like wanting to be proud of who you are, but then also when people ask you, what are you, is it coming from a place of like curiosity and like you want to celebrate me, or is it coming from a place of you want to box me and now treat me a certain way now that you know what I am? And
it's like checking the other box when you're applying, because I don't want to not get the job because I'm not, so you know what I mean, like for sure,
because then they want to know, well, okay, if you're Black and Filipino, how Filipino are you, how Black are you? And so it does become this like you know, tug of war between like each culture asking you sometimes, like, well, choose, which one are you more down for? And so rather than opt in, a lot of people will opt out.
And I think I definitely opted out. And I think at this point, though, I'm not doing either. I'm not answering your questions. You know, like, it's, you know what I mean? It's not even like a thing like that. Like, yeah, you can know what I am, but however you, whatever happens from here, whatever you take this from here, that's your business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's really, truly just, again, you know, like you asked the spice breaker, it's really about like when you have that feeling of what it feels like to not love you or not love something about you that you should, and you find it organically and on your own, not by force, not by, you know what I mean, anything like that. But when you find it and you're able to get back to it, it's like you appreciate things in a whole nother form and fashion now, you know. So I'm not debating with people anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, even on Instagram, you say something I'm like, you're just blocked.
You're like, I don't have time for all that.
I don't have time for this because there's too many blessings that are happening in these times, man. You know, there's so much happening that I have to be happy about, and I have to be thankful for, you know, because it could be back at the, you know, air mattress and no furniture.
That part.
And
we don't want to go back there.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk to me a little bit about purpose.
Yeah.
So do you feel like music for you, and R&B specifically, do you feel like that has been a passion or that it's a purpose?
For a long time, you know, I did think that it was all passion, like my selfish passion, my selfish desire, you know. But I think now, I know now that it's purpose.
Mm.
Everything that's happening right now is through purpose. I mean, getting here today, you know, you hit me and you gave me the day. You're like, look, can we do a Wednesday? I'm like, absolutely. I'm not out there, but yes.
Like, I live in the
You know
day.
What I'm saying? I think I called you, Sunny, like, hey, we gotta go to LA, you know. but even getting here, like, you know, when you start to pay attention to the signs of the universe, right? When things are happening and you start to be able to read the future based on that, like, oh, I know this is about to happen because I've seen how this goes. You know, I paid attention to the ups and the downs early on. So even now, I'm sitting back and I'm looking at the way things are falling in line. I'm like, this is not passion anymore.
Yeah.
Because passion has a limit, right? Passion has a rest period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, my passion can take a break. my passion can stop. My passion can change. Mm. It can shift. It can change directions and all the rest, right? You know, but when you talk about purpose, that's your purpose. It's almost like a tag or a brand, you know, a branding that you're given on your way in here. Yep. You know what I'm saying? That, okay, this is the so-and-so's going to be a musician, X, Y, and Z, change the world, stamped. It doesn't matter whether you take a break. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether you go left, right, up, down. Your passion, your purpose is always going to be in the same spot. Mm. And it's almost like you're using it like the North Star. Like, this is how I get back aligned, because sometimes I get distracted, sometimes I get lost. But once I find back and get aligned back with that purpose, oh, it's on, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's we going to town, you know? So I think everything that's happening for me is completely, utterly, without a shadow of a doubt, you know, just to keep it one thou wow, is that it is all purpose for me. And it's something that I had to accept again. I walked around for a long time denying the purpose and not realizing I was denying it. Mm. And when I say that, I mean by people come to me like, you look so familiar. Are you Adrian Marcel? And I would be like, my family would know that it would be like, who? Who's that? Nah, I ain't heard of him. Like, what's his name? How you spell it? Oh, wow. And I would sit there in real life, play this role with people. Because for me, it was being humble. It was avoiding the thing like, oh, I'm a star, or I'm this, or you know what I'm saying? And then I was given what I was acting like. What I was acting like I wanted, I was giving it. Mm. People stopped coming up to me. People stopped calling. People stopped, you know what I mean? You don't want to answer the phone. You don't want to talk. Okay, well, they're not going to call me.
Well, yeah, you went on that vibration of I don't want attention. And so
I'm not going to give you any more attention.
Yeah.
And I had to realize that. I remember right before the top of this year, I had a huge prayer. It was like a monumental prayer for me. Like, I'm going to remember it when I'm 70 and 80, you know? But I had to realize, like, you know, take accountability before God, you know, and let him know, like, I apologize for how much disrespect I've shown you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've given me so much talent, and I'm walking in these rooms like I'm beneath people. Mm. I'm walking in these rooms so that I can help their light shine. And you gave me this light for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So as I'm trying to build them up, I'm tearing myself down. Mm. You know what I mean? Before you. And I always wanted it to be, you know, when my life is over, when I meet the Father, you know, I'm not able to give him anything because it's been used. But how I was living, there would be a lot to give back.
Yeah.
Like, hey, thanks. I held on to it. You know what I mean? I feel like that's wicked. You know, that's a wicked way to reciprocate love to someone who's to an entity that's giving you so much, you know? So today I accept it all. When people come up to me, are you Adrian Marcel? In the flesh, it is I, you better believe it. The one and only, hello. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, and you give that energy. And I feel like the more that I've walked into these rooms knowing who I am and what I'm capable of, it's almost created this new monster in me that I love. I'm
here,
extra
I'm
love with myself.
Monster.
I want to marry me.
You are going to tell me what you respond to. I want to marry me.
I love that.
You're going to tell me how you respond to people asking or saying, or even maybe just the notion that R&B is dead. Mm. How do you respond to that? Because I feel like you're keeping it alive.
I have nothing to do with that. I'm sorry. I have nothing to do with R&B. I'm R&B.
Like,
if I had to comment on what they're going through in R&B right now, I mean, you know, it's never dead. It's in everything. How can this genre be dead if it's in hip hop, if it's in pop?
I feel like it's under every single rap song that comes out now, or hip hop song. It has an R&B sound to it.
Well, you can't go platinum now, damn near, without having a melody. You know what I mean? You can't. You have to have melody now. It's funny. I was going through this book. It's this piano book. My mom got this for me years ago when I was a kid, too. I was learning how to play piano, and it was a 90s to 2000, early 2000s book on, like, pop hits, you know, which I don't know why she bought me this book. I don't want to learn. Definitely didn't want to learn any pop hits. I was always wanting to do R&B. You know, let me
moms know what books you need. I don't know how they know.
You know what I'm saying? So, But I was looking at this book the other day because I found it again, and I was looking at the titles, and I started listening to the songs, looking up the songs, listening to them. And when I tell you, listening to what pop was in the 90s to what pop is today, mm-hmm. completely different.
Oh, yeah, changed 100%.
Completely different. And what is the medium to what it is? You're adding in soul. You're adding in R&B. You're adding Facts. In these elements Facts. Of urban music. You know what I'm saying? And that's in everything now. It's in country. It's in gospel. It's in, you know what I'm saying? It's in all of these different genres now. And to me, that's one of the main reasons why we had to bounce. You know what I'm saying? We had to dip, you know, and go find our own lane, mm-hmm. you know, create our own lane of R&B. You know, because again, you know, where R&B is at and what they're doing, like, I feel like it's a lot of reconstructing right now. We're trying to reconstruct it and figure out, like, how do we move it forward? Mm. How do we advance it?
Yeah.
And not maintain it anymore? You know, because if we keep maintaining it, we're going to lose more and more bits of it to hip hop, to pop, to you know, country, to all these different genres now that these are the new sounds for them. So now we're forgetting that, no, that's actually R&B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for us, you know, again, even the way we love, the way we feel, the way we fight in the Bay Area is completely different when it comes to relationships. So when you talk about R&B, you know, we love harder. We love a little more ratchet. You know what I'm saying? A little more. There is some toxic in there. You know what I'm saying? But it's natural. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, again, you coming from a place where, you know, this is a land of pimps and players and things and such, you know? So there's a culture out there that everybody can't accept and can't understand. And if you don't know it, if you're not from it and you're trying to talk that language, you're going to sound goofy. And we know y'all women know, you know what I mean? Y'all have like this radar, goofy radar, like, nah, that ain't you. You either, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not you. But when you come from the Bay, it's like, it's almost being like born with it, especially if you got the right OGs, you have the right people around you showing you the ropes and how to be like, you know, we're different with it. So that's just one of the reasons why, again, I have to say, like, you know, I hope they get it together in R&B. I don't know. That's not my business no more, though.
You're going to get personal with me. You just brought up relationship. Mm-hmm. How does, because you are married with three kids, mm-hmm. how does our wife, our lover, right, mm-hmm. inspire the R&B?
Get on your nerves.
How does that inspire
the
R&B?
Get on your nerves. Get on your nerves.
The R&B, should
you
I
know?
Say.
Yeah, that's
how does,
R&B,
how does
though.
She inspire you know what your
mean?
Music?
I mean, she's a hyphy wifey.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Oh, she's a hyphy wifey. I call myself a spicy wifey.
Yeah,
she's
a hyphy wifey. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's cute.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's being stern. It's being confident. You know, it's being in your purpose. You know, mm-hmm. her purpose was to be a queen of this household, queen of this family, you know? And with that, you know, like I said, getting on my nerves, I don't want it to be taken like, you know, just the normal way, but it's getting on my nerves because she's keeping it real with me. Mm. You know, she's telling me you look goofy right now.
She's telling this stuff you don't want to hear.
Yeah. Take that off. Or, you know, that, oh, you need to work on that note. Mm. Or, oh, you need to stop smoking a little bit because I don't know, that note last time didn't come out right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's those type of things that are constantly pressing me and not allowing me to get complacent. Or not allowing me to get stagnant in what's going on and where I'm at, you know, because you can see some success and that success can just be your universe.
Yeah.
And you live in that and not really understanding that there's more to get to and there's more you can create. And with her, you know, she's always reminding me of what more there is and what more I can do. And even if she has her irritating wife way of doing it, it's still appreciated and it's still understood. You know what I mean? And just on top of that, like, what man doesn't want to feel loved? You know what I'm saying? Like, what man doesn't want to feel like somebody got you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We got a song called I Got You, and it's literally about that. It's about, you know, having somebody's back and them having yours, you know, and through it all, through all your mistakes, your flaws, you know, through all your BS, they still praying for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're still holding you down. They're still, you know, uplifting you. You have all these relationships where, you know, especially in the industry where there's so much hatred being talked about each other. Mm. There's so much, like, there's so many jabs being thrown at each other. You know, my mother-in-law told me a long time ago when we used to do it, she was like, y'all stop play fighting. You know, and for us, it's like, what's wrong with that? Ain't no wrong with play fighting. You know, she's like, nah, stop play fighting. Because after a while, you forget the difference. You know what I mean? You forget what's real and what's not, you know?
Interesting.
And for me,
spicy tip right there.
Yeah, because because a hyphy tip. Okay. No, you feel me? A hyphy tip. Yeah. But no, but because, you know, you get accustomed to that, and that becomes comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even like, you know, the wrong type of jokes. I'm cautious about the jokes I say to my wife. You know, I have to make sure that, you know, I'm in tune with where she's at in her universe first. Because again, like we talked about, you have moments where you don't love yourself.
Yeah.
And we go through that. You know what I'm saying? We go through those moments together, you know, especially as an artist, when you're creating something brand new independently like this, you know, we have these brands, the Brodies, R&B Bay, you know, CRSB and HMR Cell, and all these things that we're putting together, and they take a lot of your time. Mm-hmm. They take a lot of your focus. They take a lot of finances as well.
Mm.
And when you talk about, you know, having a household with three children, and you know, trying to keep everybody uplifted and all of that, you know what I mean? That gets difficult, you know what I mean? But for me to be able to write these songs with my team, and to be able to create this music and this genre and hold it down like this, you know, she does it so well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I'm sure it's an overwhelming feeling. I tell her all the time, if I was in her position, I'd have left me. For sure.
I'm like, she's a better woman than me too. Cause I'm like, I need somebody to support my dream. So
yeah. You know, I heard you speaking of that before. And I try to, you know, a lot of her dreams that she has, you know, she's been pressing them as well. Mm. And I remember when she came to me and let me know that she was going to start pursuing her stuff. And my immediate response was like, perfect. Whatever. And she's like, well, don't say that, because there's so many things
facts.
That has to happen for that to happen. And for me, my thing is always like, look, we back to purpose. When you walking in your purpose, sometimes you don't see the floor.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't see the ground, but you just keep going. So I'm not going to sit here and try to be like, hey, well, you know, let's try to slow down and figure it out. No, is that what date do you start?
Mm.
January 9th? So I got till January 9th to have something going, to have this shit figured out to where we can have something rolling. And I mean, we're in, what's today? It's the what?
Today's the 27th.
We're still rolling. January 9th is passed. We're still going. So, you know, I mean, that's just the way I look at things. What you magnify and what you put out there, you will. And I believe that no matter what the circumstances is, some people have it harder than others in different versions, but if you're gonna be with somebody and you're gonna take it serious and you look at longevity and for forever, you know, then you gotta understand that it's constantly gonna take sacrifices, new sacrifices. It's never over. It's like working at McDonald's. If you work at McDonald's and you're a fry flipper and all the fries are flipped and there's no more fries, you do not get to go home. Now go grab you some lettuce and chop it, some tomatoes, chop it. There's always more work to do, you know, and as long as we've been able to keep that, you know, it's inspired me to keep doing what I'm doing and putting that same 100% that I do into my family, into the music, and vice versa.
I love this. Oh my gosh, you're giving like a wealth of relationship advice.
Yeah.
I love these spicy hyphy tips.
Mm-hmm.
Last one though, because you mentioned that, it sounds like open to her feedback, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes in relationships, your partner can give constructive criticism and it not feel constructive. Mm. It just feel like criticism.
That's all her criticism.
What advice do you have? What advice though do you have for the men out there who their wives do want to uplift them? Their wives, you know, do have a vision and do want to help them improve, but ego gets involved and they're not able to receive it or listen.
I mean, I'm definitely one of those men who, you know, she says something a certain way and then I'm just ticked. Now it's just like, now I'm defending myself.
Yep.
Now I'm like, no, that's not right. Because the reason why I'm doing that is because, you know, instead of us, you know, but me not realizing that I've kept her out the loop.
Mm-hmm.
So when she's coming to me with this criticism, it may be something that I've already thought of. It may be something that I've already done. And maybe that's why it's so irritating.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why it's pressing. It's tap dancing on the last nerve of mine, because, you know, I want to immediately just be like, well, man, you should know. And it's like, I'm not involving you enough so that you can see the growth in me and understand mentally where I'm at, you know? even well too. I'm real with her. I'm real with my wife. It's like, hey, work on the tone. Okay? I hear you. I want to hear you. I want to be able to accept it with no doubt of what you're saying. But for whether it's male to female, female to male, whatever it is, it's like you have to know your person. And that's the thing. When you know your person mm-hmm. for real, then you can take all those like thoughts that come to mind yeah. that build up and create the ego and build up and create the pride. You can get rid of it because at that point, you know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
You know, I like to tell my wife, even when I have my moments with her, is that I'm never here to destroy you. Mm. I'm always here to build you up.
Yeah.
Building you up doesn't mean it always looks like just new parts coming in. Sometimes mm-hmm. it is me taking something out mm-hmm. and removing it so that a new and updated version can be in place. And for me, as far as those moments go, man, I just try to be vocal with her and have those real conversations with her and show her how to talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, we are individual people. Like, we think that once we get together and once you get married or once whatever, you yeah. have children, that we become one. That's a lie. I'm not one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're working in one on through one machine.
We're trying to be on one accord.
We're on one accord. Yeah. This is one machine put together. Our powers combined. We are Captain America,
facts,
right?
Facts.
But it's like, realistically though, Captain America breaks down into six different people. You know what I'm saying? That do six different things. You know what I mean? So we're still different. And I have the pieces of me that I am that this is how I talk.
Yeah.
This is how I move. This is how I act. This is, you know what I mean? Same thing for her. This is how she acts. This is how she talks. This is how she speaks. I have to, first of all, say to myself, what is really detrimental to me? Mm-hmm. Is this really detrimental or am I being a brat? You know what I'm saying? Like, do I just want more from her?
Yeah.
Do I want her to work harder because it's always good to tell somebody to do some more work? You know what I'm saying? While you sit on the couch, you know? Like, but you just have to be, I had to be real with myself and just asking, like, some of those things that I'm getting mad at, they're really minute. They're really not. It's just, that's how my babe talks. That's how she speaks. You know what I'm saying? And every now and then, as we go through it, I get to see her make those adjustments on her own,
yes.
rather than me nagging her to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's like I can see her take a thought and say, she'll even mess up sometimes, be like, well, why you don't? Never mind.
Let me rephrase.
Never mind. Never mind. No, it's good. It's good. It's good. You know, but it's, you know, I mean, that's, I
but
feel like you
But it sounds like
you
guys
that.
Are working together and teaching one another.
Yeah.
Two things I love that you called Captain America, Captain Planet.
Yeah. Captain America, Captain Planet.
So just on that note, right? Because my Marvel loving husband would right. be
he
very
would
upset
just
about
be
that.
Hell mad at that. I swear I know who Captain America is.
Second thing, I love that you spoke to tone. You being an artist, right? Yeah. Tone matters.
Extremely important.
So
you're
able to recognize when something is out of pitch or out of tone.
Period.
But the third thing that you mentioned that I really appreciated was this like give and take in the communication mm-hmm. system that you guys have created. Mm-hmm. Because communication is transactional.
Yeah.
You not only saying, hey, I'm going to teach you through my behavior and mm-hmm. you're going to try to mirror it, mm-hmm. but I'm also going to tell you how I want to be spoken to.
Exactly.
So like work, there is no reason that we should not be on the same accord and mm-hmm. learning when it comes mm-hmm. to communication, because I'm showing you all the different facets and
yeah.
how this can get done.
Yeah.
So I love these like, hyphy tips.
Just for today.
Okay. In honor of Adrian Marcel, I love these hyphy tips that you're giving us.
Yes.
Let everybody know where they can find you, how they can get more of you, your music, all of your work, because I've of course been like a huge lover and fan of you forever.
Thank you so much.
Every song that you put out, I'm like pretending like,
come on,
I know how to.
I was shocked when you were telling me you love the Dip City when I was like, let's go.
So fire. That's the one I'm like, ooh, can we play that?
Yes, we absolutely can play that.
Let everybody know where they can find you and get your stuff.
Yeah, so you know, there's this thing called Google. You go in there, you type in stuff, right? And when you type it in, it's like this
vast world
of information, right? It's like a database, a metadata of everything you're typing in. So you can go to the metadata of Adrian Marcel, which is It's live. It's pretty sexy. So just
you can also go to his IG.
Take it slow. He's into it, right? No, but yeah, find me on IG, Adrian Marcel, Twitter, Adrian Marcel 510. You know, there's a lot of dope things coming out. Look out for it. The Brodies, R&B is a real thing. It's taking over. R&B season one will be out by the end of this year, so be ready for that. Dip City featuring E40, produced by Sunny B, it's out right now. Be on the lookout for the video. It's a slapperoonie for real. Also, Wait featuring CRSB is out, all digital platforms. Some new music for y'all to go get ready to and vibe to. Get ready for R&B season one, because it's definitely gonna be some cuddling and some, ooh, you feel me? On top of that, November 3rd, UC Theater, if you are in the Bay Area, if you are a fan of Spicy and the Spicy Life, you feel me? And you in the Bay, man, come out November 3rd, Homegrown 6, the R&B Experience. If you have questions like Spice did about what R&B is, let us show it to you.
This sounds like a good date night.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great date night. I would love for you to bring the husband. Y'all should come up. We'll have tickets for you.
You don't have to tempt me. I'll fly out.
Yes. Right? Let's do that. You know what I'm saying?
I'll bring the baby too. We'll get a
sitter. Come on. So it's going to be a lot of Bay love. It's going to be a lot of things going on with that. Just be on the lookout. Follow CRSB, Adrian Marcel. Spicy, I appreciate you
thank
for
you
letting me
so
come up
much.
Here and be hyphy with you.
I love you,
you
being
know
on
mean?
The show, and thank you for all of the nuggets that you gave.
Yes, thank you.
You guys can always play with my Twitter or stroke my IG at Spicy Madi. Go to thespicylife.com. Share this episode with a friend. Make sure that you click and subscribe to our YouTube and podcast. And there you guys have it. You have just been spiced.
The Spicy Life.
Cartier on his wrist, instead of bipping the window, he bipping the bitch. He got oil on his tongue, he talk real slick. He capable of making baby come out of fit.